Tuesday afternoon, time to go over to Appleton and visit with Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, how are you handling the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, I'm spending a lot of time with our dog, Luna.
There you go.
And my husband seems to be on the phone all the time or on the computer.
In other words, bonding time then.
Lots of bonding time. Lots of bonding time. But everybody is experiencing the same thing with this current situation of a stay-at-home order.
Yep.
And even though it's surprising that libraries are not essential, because in my world and in the world of many of our library customers, they probably do consider us essential. So today I hope to be able to share with everyone that I am still thinking about them. And we do have some services that are still available while our doors are closed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us, what is going on at that library?
Well, at our library right now, we always have our digital library open. And our digital library is a series of books as well as audiobooks that you were able to take and put on your portable devices. So, for example, I've been reading a lot of different books on my iPad. You're able to take the Libby app or the OverDrive app, dependent upon what device that you have. You put that on your device, and then you can immediately download books or audiobooks that you can listen to on that device. At this current point in time, what we've done is you do not necessarily, if you don't have a library card, you're able to get a digital library card that you can use just by putting your cell phone number in.
Mm.
And if you've got some trouble with that, please get a hold of me. I mean, my phone number is in the book, in the phone book. Or you can message us on our Facebook page or on the library website page, because we'd like to help you with that to get that started. All you need to do is go to pioneerland.overdrive.com. And then, like I said, if you have an iPad or something like that, you're able to use the Libby app, and you'll be able to find that out in your on your particular device. Otherwise, you just download OverDrive app, and it works pretty slick. It is very easy to use. But now keep in mind, if digital is not for you, the Appleton Public Library does maintain two little free libraries in our community. We've got both of them at the Appleton campground.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one for adults and one for kids, and I am keeping them stocked, and they have really great stuff in them, because
mm-hmm.
I have pulled out all the stops, and I have got all sorts of wonderful things in those. Now, the concept between the little free libraries is really, if you take a book, you borrow it, you exchange it with another book. That's what the concept is you always want to leave a book for that next person to enjoy. But if you do not have any books because you have been like me, decluttering, just take a book. And we totally understand that. But be conscientious of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take 10 books. Maybe take a couple of books at a time, because the little free libraries only have so much space that I can pack them with and everything. So keep in mind, I am trying to still offer some kind of service, and that's one thing that we're able to do with those little free libraries. Another thing is, if you don't have Wi-Fi at home and yet you still would like to, you know, use that Libby app or OverDrive and be able to read books on your phone or portable device or whatever, we do have 24/7 Wi-Fi right outside the library in the parking lot. I mean, be kind of conscientious about it, but you are able to use that Wi-Fi connection. You just have to kind of be outside the windows of the library in order to access it.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. That is another option for you. And always check out our website, which is appletonpubliclibrary.webs.com, and our Facebook page for all sorts of things. I have been posting virtual tours of a variety of different places that you can take, because obviously, like we said, Paul, we can't go anywhere. We're
right.
pretty much at home with our dogs and maybe a cat or two. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then I've also been posting arts and crafts that you can do at home, story times for your kids, different classes that you can take online. I mean, there's constantly something that we are putting on those things. So if Facebook is something you've not really involved yourself in, you might want to try it during this pandemic time.
Okay.
And then another thing to consider is the census. Heavens, the census is so important. Mm-hmm. I mean, Minnesota is right now in danger of losing a representative, and that's why we really need every single household to
right.
fill out that census. I mean, we've got $15 billion in federally funding for Minnesota. We've got roads, schools, senior centers, libraries, all sorts of things that are planned from the census data, and every single individual counts. And that's why it's so important that you fill this out. There's many opportunities. You know, people are receiving their forms at home in the mail. People can call in all of their information. They can go online. There are a lot of different things that people can do to be able to do all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another important thing. And also check out, there's some other tools, and you can go to our website and our Facebook pages for different tools and some assistance. There's something called AskMinnesota.org that's a personalized assistant for all people in the state of Minnesota. So you can call them or chat with them online and ask them different questions and things like that. Let's say you needed some help with something that you normally would come to the public library for. There are a lot of different things like that. There are other e-books that are for all ages, as well as some research materials that are available for an e-library Minnesota. So like I said, check these things out. Use this opportunity as a learning opportunity and not just a decluttering one like I've been doing. I've been taking some different online classes and watching some webinars and different things because, you know, learning is for a lifetime. There's no age limit on that. And so let's hope that we take this opportunity to do things like this.
Okay. Wow, Cindy, you know, even though the doors are closed, you still can do a lot of things through the library apps and the Facebook page and stuff.
That's right. That is absolutely right. And know that we still are physically, you know, trying to provide some things as well. I'm still, you know, cleaning out that Dropbox, although we are encouraging people to keep their books at home. Make sure that you know that you will not be getting fines. We are extending due dates on all materials, and we're not going to make anything due until after we've opened our doors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this stay-at-home order ends Friday at 5 o'clock. At this current point in time, but we have no idea if the governor is going to extend this or not.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your materials. Know that we are extending those due dates. We are not going to be charging fines to you about this stuff. And I'll tell you, I mean, hopefully we can open our doors soon and start offering some other services as well. And keep listening to KLQP so that you can find out when those things are going to happen.
Okay. All right, real good, Cindy. Are we going to do What Are People Reading, or are we going to just bypass that for now?
I think we're going to have to bypass
okay.
it today,
okay.
I'm afraid.
Yep.
I just think that all our time really has to be spent more on what we can do right now.
Okay,
because,
sounds good.
We just have so many limitations placed on us with with this executive order.
Okay, thanks, Cindy, for the report from the Appleton Public Library. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great week.
All right, that's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over at the Appleton Public Library.